And welcome, everybody. This is Jack Berugin, and you're listening to Cloud Sense. And, you know, every now and then I see an article that I read that I want to share with you, and I've actually posted it, and it's out there. But more importantly, I figured I'd talk about it on the air here. It's an article that was written in MarTech series by a gentleman named Nathan Ziv. In fact, I've sent out a message to Nathan Ziv, and hopefully that he'll come on the show. But more importantly, it's about six tips for succeeding with a cloud-based approach, a multi-cloud approach. But this is really for marketing, and I said to myself, you know what, as I read this, this is more than just a marketing piece. This is actually a piece, as I read it to you, of course, I'm going to paraphrase a little bit of what he's written, but it is exactly what everybody needs to understand about a multi-cloud approach, all right? And there are six simple tips, and I love them, all right? First one, be flexible. How about that? All right. Give yourself the flexibility of being able to take advantage of new technologies and new things that come from these various cloud providers around the globe. You know, think about it. Approximately 55% of cloud decisions are made on a case-by-case per application basis. All right. It's probably even higher than that. All right. What you really want to do is make sure that you have the best in stack available. How about that? That's so huge, all right, to be able to do that. Number two, steer clear of long-term contracts, all right? Guess what, folks? Cloud's going to get cheaper. It's going to get more efficient. You know, the stuff that you are now tied to with that AWS contract from a few years ago? Well, guess what? There's stuff that's even better right now and will not cost you nearly as much. Number three, don't expect results overnight. Now, you know what? That is one thing that people don't understand. I come from a world where I traded for a living, so I expected instant gratification. Well, you know, you can't get that when you're talking about technology, all right? You can get that if you're looking for a new cloud service provider. You know, you can go to a platform now and spin one up and decide which one you want it, where you want it exactly. I mean, that's that simple, folks, okay? You can really do that. But don't expect results overnight, especially when you're adding new cloud technology to your stack. You've got to be patient, folks, all right? That patience pays off because that multi-cloud strategy gives you the flexibility to be competitive, to be operationally, profitable. But more importantly, it takes what was once a traditional cost center, okay, and starts to turn it into a revenue stream, believe it or not. All right, we're going to take a couple of minutes, and when we come back, I'm going to give you the other three tips that Mr. Ziv gave us.
Are you in the market for cloud but wondering where to start or how to get the best value? Looking for help figuring out what you need without telling the same story to 10 different people? UCX is the cloud pricing and procurement marketplace. We quickly and easily help you identify exactly what you need, whether it's custom private cloud, bare metal, or VMs. We put your spec on our platform, where CSPs openly compete to deliver the best price, fit, and term. Save time, money, and find your cloud your way. UCX, cloud buying made easy.
And welcome back, everybody. We are actually right in the middle of what I think is a very, very revealing article written by Nathan Ziv on July 19th for MarTech Series. And you know, it's really cool because, again, he's coming from a world of marketing, but he's given us six tips, all right, to use a multi-cloud approach. And the first three were very simple. You know, and again, I'm paraphrasing. I'm using his words, and I'm spinning them around. First one was be flexible. Second one was steer clear of long-term contracts. Third one was don't expect results overnight. Fourth one, I think, is very interesting. It's prioritizing your customers' needs, especially security. Think about how important that is. You can't have technology is unique in a way that you cannot take a template and just put it on top of everything. No, you know what? There are various needs. It depends on if you're dealing with a hospital. Do they have HIPAA concerns? Are you dealing with somebody on the financial side? Remember, you got regulators that you got to worry about. All of that, of course, really can add a big problem. All right. Number five, okay, have a game plan. All right, a well-conceived game plan, folks. Remember, you know, a lot of people actually get into this world not understanding that the biggest problem is not having the right plan. You know, we had a couple of great, great people on the other day, and they were talking about how it was important to have, this whole world planned out accordingly. And look, you know what? You don't have to be dogmatic about it. It does not have to be written in stone, but you do need a good overall approach. Start from 30,000 feet and then look down. All right? How important that is. All right. This is the last one, and this is the one that I found to be fascinating, and the one that I really wanted to share with you and say this is what caught my attention. You know, number 6, use multi-cloud to attract talent. I want you to think about that for a second. You know, I never thought of that. Okay, because you have got people that are on the forefront of different technologies, you know, and so what you want, you know, is a nimble multi-cloud company that attracts these people and all of this talent so that, you know, you can use it in your recruiting. You know, folks, I got a feeling that you know, using a multi-cloud approach is more, than just, you know, a business necessity. It's now becoming part of the overall genre of the workforce itself, of the overall talent that you go after. I mean, you know, think about it that way. You look, the cloud, folks, is here to stay. Okay, and you know, the reality is that businesses must be prepared to embrace the secure, the talent-minded multi-cloud strategy if they want to be competitive. It's that simple. So if you folks are tied to a long-term contract, you know, which, by the way, can change on you automatically. You can have a vendor that it no longer needs you, it fits your needs. A vendor's product roadmap might start to look muddy. You might have security concerns, technology concerns, all of that, okay? These are the tips that keep you from having that problem, a multi-cloud strategy. My name is Jack Berugin. You've been listening to Cloud Sense. I'll be talking to you soon.